people would, I don't know, would be much more nervous than talking to people in Hong Kong using English, because talking to Hong Kong people, they may know what you mean, even you use some not very difficult words, or maybe even wrong grammar or else. But if you are talking to a foreigner, you have to pay more attention in different areas in English, including the maybe grammar or the accent.
Were you afraid that the foreigners will judge you for English?
Yes, so I think that's more nervous to talk with foreigners.
Has that got better?
It's a bit better now because I have more experience when I talk. More experience on talking with foreigners when I grow up.
I see. What about in primary school? Were there also foreigner teachers?
I didn't remember. Yeah, it seems yes.
Okay. How did you engage with the foreigners in secondary school? Only in the class?
Maybe try my best to express my or present myself. I don't know.
I see. What about the second question?
Reading experience. For me, I didn't read English book very often, but in secondary school we have in our English lesson for the English class we will have a part that we need to read English books according to different levels, and this lesson is once a week. I didn't remember really, but I think that time was the time that I read English book most often, and previously I won't choose to read English books because I think it may be quite difficult, and when I read through some difficult passage, I have to find maybe dictionary to help, and I think it is quite troublesome for me. So for the secondary school, I didn't remember that program is called ERSO, and it forced us to read some English books according to different English levels, and after we read a certain amount of that level's books, we can upgrade to another level, and I think that's the most memorable reading experience.
I see. Were there particular books that were enjoyable to read?